West Charlotte has the district's lowest graduation rate at 51%. Senior Alicia Archie McMillan has seen how her fellow students have struggled.
The challenges at the school as a whole is trying to motivate a student who has an extreme amount of potential, but they don't realize the potential that they have. And until the teacher says, hey, you have this amount of potential, I see you doing this one day, then that's a struggle because you can't motivate them to do work in class.
Archie McMillan is one of 20 students the CMS Investment Study Group called on for input. She was part of the crowd of business and community leaders that filled West Charlotte's gym yesterday to hear what the group had come up with. Stick Williams, the group's co-chair and president of the Duke Energy Foundation, was one of several speakers to outline the goals.
We wanted to develop a replicable model for closing the achievement gap and increasing graduation rates. And I've already mentioned that, if we were pleased with the model, then secure the funding for the model.
Speakers sketched out the program's aims using words like collective and holistic. Although there are dollar amounts attached to the focus areas, the group did not give specifics on how it plans to accomplish these goals. But here's what they did say. The plan targets 7,500 kids from pre-kindergartners to high school seniors. It calls for recruiting and retaining good teachers, more access to technology, drawing on community volunteers to help with things like mentoring, and getting parents involved. The plan allocates $30 million to initiatives aimed at extending learning time, things like getting more kids in after-school programs and summer school. It also calls for pushing for changes at the state level to give the district the flexibility to lengthen the school year. The group expects to release specifics on the plan over the next few months. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.